This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. On the global unemployment front, the number of people out of work in Europe rose for a fifth straight month. New numbers are showing and is expected to grow further. The news comes as concern that extensive government support programs won't be able to keep many businesses hit by coronavirus restrictions afloat forever. Official statistics showed Thursday that the jobless rate in August increased to 8.1% in the 19 countries that use the euro currency, up from 8% in July. Some 13.2 million people were unemployed, and the number of those out of work rose by 251,000. While Europe's unemployment rate is still modest compared with the spike seen in many other countries, economists predict it could hit double digits in coming months as wage support programs expire. A resurgence in infections in many countries has meanwhile led to new restrictions on businesses and public life. These may have to be broadened and could lead to even more layoffs. The pandemic is sending unemployment higher around the globe. Britain faces a sharp increase in unemployment, too, as the government plans to replace a broad furlough support program at the end of October with a more limited version. Some economists expect the unemployment rate there to double to 8% by year end. A lack of progress on reaching a new trade deal with the EU should only worsen things. And in the United States, the jobless rate fell sharply in August by 1.8%. to 8.4% after a sharper increase during the spring. The U.S., which has less in the way of labor market support programs, saw unemployment spike as high as 14.7% in May, followed by a steep fall as businesses and states reopened. More than a million people have died from COVID-19 globally, with the United States and India leading the way. This is VOA News. Many in India are shocked and angered over the death of a second Dalit woman after the alleged gang rape and death of another woman on Tuesday. The BBC is reporting that the 22-year-old was dragged into a vehicle after turning up to apply for admission to a local school. She was then allegedly raped. On Tuesday, a 19-year-old woman died from an alleged rape by upper caste men. Dalits are at the bottom of the caste system in India. Both attacks took place in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, where protests have begun. The charity group Save the Children warns that the coronavirus pandemic could lead to a sharp rise in child marriages globally and reverse 25 years of progress on ending these marriages. The charity says COVID-19 has put 2.5 million more girls at risk of early marriage by 2025 by increasing poverty and forcing girls out of school and into marriage. Girls in parts of South Asia, Africa, and Latin America are most vulnerable. Karen Flanagan, who is a child protection advisor for Save the Children, said that not only are the girls' rights being violated, but also they are at increased risk for violence, disabilities, depression, and even death. She said that 78.6 million child marriages had been prevented over the last 25 years, but progress to end the practice has essentially halted. UNICEF has become the third UN agency to launch an internal inquiry into the sexual abuse of women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, promising serious consequences for any culprits. The Children's Fund said in a statement it was appalled that people who identify as UNICEF workers have reportedly committed abuse against vulnerable women in the DRC. It was not completely clear how many UNICEF employees had been accused. On Wednesday, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, said it, too, was investigating allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by one of its staff during the DRC's Ebola crisis, while the World Health Organization, or WHO, made a similar announcement on Tuesday. In the U.S., the White House has issued a statement saying that President Donald Trump signed a stopgap funding bill that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. Legislation would maintain current funding levels for most programs, avoiding a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. For more coverage on the top international news stories today, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.